Good masturbator morning. So today is July 9th, 2021, and today we're going to talk about masturbation and comfort. So being comfortable while you bait is one of the best ways to maintain that bait space and maintain that masturbation for a long extended period of time. And you know, a lot of masturbators do say that they are comfortable in their bait station, or that, you know, like it's as comfortable as it's going to get, or they know what they like. But the truth is, you have to acknowledge both the discomfort and the comfort in any bait station or any bait situation. For example, if you're talking about a sedentary sort of bait space, you know, your body will pool blood as you stay sedentary. So I'm at my main bait station, which is my computer, my audio equipment. Everything's here. It's one of my main ones. I have my side one, which has a more comfortable chair. And then I have one that's on the floor, and I have one in my bedroom. So in the bedroom, I can stay there and bait all fucking day. I can look at my fucking screens and just bait all day. But also, like, I'll get numb over time because I'm sitting on an inflatable mattress. When I'm at my main bait station, you know, my feet will get numb and my back will start to hurt. And it's important to both acknowledge the discomfort of that, as well as the fact that being in light in a well-lit space on my main bait station kind of raises my dopamine level, gets me that serotonin from natural daylight. Whereas, like, being in the dark in my bedroom, that really enhances all the pleasures that I feel, and I can sort of feel and appreciate more sensuality. So, like, one important thing to do over time is to kind of assess your body after every masturbation session. And that's what I do a lot. So, you know, like, right now I've been baiting maybe like 2 hours. I'm not doing that much baiting today, but already, like, my feet are already numb. So one thing that I can do is, like, prop up my foot or get a footstool and then prop it up, maybe even get like a little like ball where you can like roll it on the floor, or foot massager or something like that to keep the blood flowing. That way, like, it decreases my chance of developing like long-term problems in the future. Also getting a more comfortable chair if you have back problems, you know, really invest in your bait and sort of pinpoint areas of discomfort. Especially like if you're staring at a lot of screens, maybe think of getting some glare reducing glasses, or maybe switch your computer to have a blue light filter or something like that. And, you know, definitely you can change up your position too. I know, like, there's a few positions that I find hot, but physically, like, over time it becomes uncomfortable to sustain that position. For example, like sticking both of your legs up in the air in the happy sort of masturbator pose, it's like, it's comfortable, it's hot to me, but over time, like, I get really numb. So, like, I either have to stretch into it or do it just for a little bit, and just sort of like enjoy the comfort that the position gives me, or look at someone else enjoying that position. So, you know, like, you do have to make sort of adjustments depending on your own physiology and your own, like, pain tolerance. And there's no, like, shame in being unable to masturbate in a certain position or in a certain way. You know, it's no different than doing the splits or self-sucking. You know, like, a lot of people are born flexible enough to do certain things, and a lot of other people, they had to work for it. And other people, you know, they'll never be able to do it. And that's completely fine. It's completely natural. And another thing that really comes to mind is, like, also, like, public bait spaces, like less sedentary ones, right? It's important to know what are you comfortable with doing and what are you uncomfortable with doing. Like, for example, if you're into public masturbation, if you masturbate in the bathroom stalls or something like that, like, it may be comfortable for you to know that you're fucking masturbating and you're making yourself feel good. But at the same time, like, maybe the anxiety of knowing that someone may catch you may turn you off a bit, maybe may make you uncomfortable and ruin your bait. So I think it's important to sort of assess what level and what threshold of discomfort that you are capable of feeling at that particular moment and in your particular mood. Like in the gym showers, for example, like, I'm comfortable masturbating a little bit there, but not a lot, just because, you know, I don't want to goon too much. I don't want to, like, lose it. I don't want to like bust a nut or anything because it's really arousing there. But also like the discomfort of knowing like, oh, I could get caught, you know, and like that's something that I really think about whenever I choose to masturbate. And also it really does apply to anyone who's had any major surgery. I was with this one bater who had chest surgery, and you know, they didn't feel comfortable with any nipple stimulation. They said that outright. They said that they haven't been playing with their nipples ever since then. So it's really important to assess which parts of your body make you uncomfortable too. You know, some people actually don't like anal stimulation because they find that it's too uncomfortable in the beginning and they need like some aid, or they need a lot of lube or a lot of time. And you know, that's completely fine. Like, you don't have to force yourself to do anything that you don't want to. If you know, if you fantasize about doing anal stimulation a lot, but you make the assessment that, oh, it's not for you or it's uncomfortable, that's completely fine. Like, you don't have to force or coerce yourself into doing it. Like, you'll end up doing it over time if you so choose to. Same thing for like people that don't have the financial means or the privacy to change their bait space around. You know, it's completely fine. It's just that, you know, if you notice some discomfort in, you know, your body, like any, if your joints ache or if you have an injury or a long chronic pain or anything, you know, maybe look up some stretches you can do before and after bait, before and after like solo sexing or something like that. Like, it really helps to do some wrist exercises too if you have like wrist problems or carpal tunnel. You know, make sure that your bait is something that is sustainable over your entire life if possible. And also, that being said, you know, like, if you do choose to wear clothes too, if you find any of your clothing uncomfortable, you can get completely naked, or if you feel really weird about being naked when you masturbate, you know, you can put on some underwear, just pull it out through the fly. You can wear full clothes, you can wear any fucking thing that makes you comfortable, leather, latex, suits, anything you want. Just realize that clothing can be comfortable to you, but also there's a period in time when, you know, maybe it's uncomfortable and maybe you want to do a costume change or something like that. It's completely fine. It's completely normal. And for the gooners too, like, if your face hurts from gooning, feel free to stop for a bit and just like, you know, just let your face relax, you know, just close your eyes and just relax and just like really let your muscles sort of like readjust, you know, because like over time, like, your face is going to get tired when you goon, you know, maybe you won't goon as hard, maybe you get tired of sticking your tongue out, maybe your mouth is dry or something like that. Like, really, really take masturbation as a time to sort of self-reflect and like sort of check up on your body, even as you're making it feel good, even as you're giving yourself lots of pleasure. And that's something that should be taught more in mindfulness meditation and mindfulness masturbation, is, you know, to really acknowledge the ways that you can give yourself pleasure, is to also acknowledge any form of discomfort. You know, like, if your grip feels too tight on your penis, if your cock ring is starting to slip, if your ball stretchers are making your balls too sore for your liking, feel free to just step back, feel free to take it off, feel free to, you know, sort of just let yourself say no. And like, that's a really healthy way to masturbate, because any relationship where you can't say flat out no for things that make you uncomfortable isn't the healthiest relationship, you know. So like, if you find that you're rubbing yourself raw, you know, you can switch up your grip, or maybe take a break and stimulate somewhere else, or, you know, stop masturbating for the day. It's really just whatever you find the most comfortable, whatever you find that you can sort of navigate your masturbation through navigating your own discomfort, you know, because no one can tell you how to touch yourself to make yourself feel good, really, just as no one can tell you how to touch yourself to make yourself feel uncomfortable. So, you know, instinctively, like, we all know what makes us uncomfortable, and definitely, like, it definitely changes over time. But, you know, part of being mindful is being present and knowing what exactly makes you uncomfortable. And that's sort of the homework of this masturbation talk, is, you know, find what makes you comfortable. And if you want to do more of that, do more of it. Find what makes you uncomfortable and hinders your masturbation, and do less of that. And to use me as an example, what I do usually is I usually pull on my foreskin a lot, and I was masturbating a lot over the past week, and my foreskin started to sort of chafe a bit because I wasn't adding enough lube. So, you know, adding more lube is something that would make me more comfortable and make my masturbation more comfortable. But pulling on my foreskin while it's dry is what makes me uncomfortable. So my solution to that would be add more lube. So I just really want to empower all the baiters on here to really just take a look at their surroundings, just take a look at themselves, and just find one thing that makes you comfortable, one thing that makes you uncomfortable, and make steps towards comfort. Make steps towards making your masturbation session more comfortable for you. So with that, I want to say, look at your penis, tell your fucking penis that you love him. Fucking love you, penis. And with that, see you later, masturbator. Take care.